Time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And munching with us this morning, our very own, your co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show and station manager here at YesFM, Mr. Jeff Howe.
And Sleepy Man.
Yes, wake up, Jeff. Time for the morning munch. Wake up.
All right. Well, you know, pretty much being in the church all my life, I've kind of seen how Christians kind of eat their young, beat on the others, Christians treating other Christians kind of poorly. I mean, we see it here at YesFM. People, when we're out on the streets, you know, knowing the music that we play, they turn their nose up at us or saying what we're doing is evil. I've seen staff kind of being treated poorly, even in racist ways. I've seen in church parking lots, people barreling through the lot to grab that close space before somebody else, parking space before somebody else. And
that's because they won't mark off mine as for pastor only.
Oh.
They just put up the sign. I wouldn't have to do that.
Okay, so yeah, listen up, Tommy. This is for you. And certainly on Facebook. Need I say more?
Yeah.
So if people don't see us loving each other, why would they want to be a Christian? I'll be honest, not just since I've been working here, but all my life, I often will say myself or to somebody, if it weren't for Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be a Christian. I wouldn't want to be with that group of nasty people. And some of the meanest people I've come in contact with are Christians. That should not be. We should be loving one another. Christ makes that clear, especially our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Rhett Walker Band just recently came out with a song called Peace in the Family. It says, we don't want the hurting. We don't want the war. Be the revolution. What are we fighting for? Feel the spirit pouring down now. See the healing with your eyes. It's lighting up the darkness. That's how we rise. Let love run the streets. One love, same blood, peace in the family. Brother, sister, love is all we need. Mother, father, we need peace in the family. We all live many different lives. You and me, same inside. One love, same blood, peace in the family. So a great song to remind us that we got to let love run the streets. So when we're out there in the world, people will see the love in us when we love our fellow brothers and sisters, along with loving those that aren't brothers and sisters in Christ, loving all. You know, Jesus even said to love our enemies. That's a tough thing to do. Well, let's dig deeper into the Word to see what God says about loving our fellow brothers and sisters. Matthew 5, 23 and 34. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. That's how important it is to God that you love a brother, especially when there might be a grievance against one another. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. 1 John 3:14. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. 1 John 2:9. God's making it clear that love is critical. And without loving, you're in darkness. A friend loves at all times. 1 Thessalonians 4:9 and 10. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another, for that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, do this more and more. So yes, you're loving, but do it more, more and more. On a similar verse on that, Romans 12:10, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor, even to the point of death. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And you can take that not just totally dying for somebody else, but lay down your life to help that brother or sister in need, giving up your life to help others. And this is a big one here. 1 John 4:20, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Wow. That's a tough one. Self-examination. All right. Are you truly loving your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? If you call yourself a Christian and you're not loving others, you're a liar. It's not me talking. That's God talking. The love of God is not in you if you are not loving your brothers. How can you love God that you can't see when you've got God's representatives, God's family, God's children right there with you, and you're not loving them? Whew, tough one. Remember that when you're driving down the road. when you're in the parking lot, when you're fellowshipping with believers from all different denominations and walks in their faith. Love, love, love. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. You demonstrated that love towards us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Greater love has no one than this. Then he laid down his life for his friend. Jesus Christ demonstrated that love for us. And you have called us. You've made it clear in your word that we are to love our brothers and sisters. We have our differences, yes, not only just in our gifts and talents, our skin color, our denominations, but we have differences in so many other ways. And even though we may not agree, maybe there's differences that one may think, oh, they're wrong about the Bible on that. And they may think that about you. We are still to love in our differences. So help us to love one another better. Love more and more. Do it more and more, as you say in your word. Help us to love each other. Before we say that we love you, we have to make sure that we are loving others, as you have said, Lord. Help us, Lord. We do need that help. This is a world of hate and division. Let us be the examples of love and unity so people would see that in us and we'd be drawn to this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe sharing with us on the Morning Munch. And of course, Jeff, in addition to being the co-host here on the Wake Up Call Morning Show, is also station manager at Yes FM. So a man of many hats.
Yeah. I don't even wear hats that much.